What's up, gang? Welcome back to the channel. Right now, we're on our way to the Moyler Butte.
It's Moyler, man.
What?
It's pronounced Moyler.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's how it's pronounced.
Ugh, whatever.
Damn it, now I lost my whole train of thought.
More like the short bus.
Shove it up your butte, man. Where was I? Oh, yeah. Yo, gang, what's happening? This is Randy the Rabbit Rabbit here with my boy Eli, and we're coming at you hot from the Moyler National Forest in Ontario, Oregon. We're hiking up the Moyler Butte to film our 631st ghost hunt video of the year. Now, it may not look like much, but trust me, this place is super haunted and cursed. So cursed, in fact, that they call it the Witch's Volcano. Yeah, you heard me. This is an actual active volcano.
It's inactive.
Wait, really?
Yeah, if it was active, I'm pretty sure we'd be massively dead right now.
But then why'd we have to jump that fence back there?
Maybe this is private property or something?
That's so lame and boring. Whatever, who cares? Like 80% of our channel's audience are 10 years old. They're not gonna know the difference. And this sounds cooler. Could you just cut this whole part out?
Sure, man. Whatever.
Awesome. All right. So yeah, anyway, this volcano has a ton of crazy evil history. Witch cousins?
Covens.
Eli, fucking shut up, man. Witch covens used to do crazy naked rituals here using dead human bones. And there's even rumors about secret societies and shady government agents using the volcano for clandestine meetings, whatever that means. Also, according to hikers, sometimes things just randomly burst into flames. Too crazy, right? If you think all of that is absolutely insane, make sure to completely demolish that like button. But wait, I'm not even finished yet. Apparently, evil cults would use human sacrifices to try to open portals to hell and call in ancient demons and otherworldly creatures to do their bidding. Weird misshapen dog-like simps have been known to prowl the area, chasing hikers and attacking the tents of random campers. And people tell stories about hearing creepy ghost voices in the wind. These voices are said to be the ghosts of the people who died while traveling the Oregon Trail.
Dude, that video game is fire.
Yeah, it was. Leave a comment down below telling us which way your virtual family always died.
Dysentery.
And don't forget to take that subscribe button to Pound Town if you haven't already.
Hey, who's there?
Took the words right out of my mouth, son.
Yo, zoom in on his face.
Dude, light off it.
Chicken, here, give me that.
Get that thing out of my face.
Make me, old man.
What the hell are you two doing here? You're on private property. My property. And don't you know it's going on nearly 2 o'clock in the morning? I said stop shoving that damn thing in my face!
It's a free country.
Look, why don't you two just turn around and head back the way you came? And we won't say anything else about it. My wife doesn't sleep so well these days, and we can hear you shouting all the way up the hill.
How about you show me your wife? I'll tire her out real good for you.
You little prick!
Shit! It's got a gun!
Holy shit! Dude's postal! Run for it!
Why'd you have to piss him off, man?
How was I supposed to know he had a gun?
Nearly 51% of Oregon residents are gun owners, man!
How do you always know all this random junk?
Well, I...
No, I've got it! Was it by taking one of the hundreds of fun and comprehensive classes hosted by the sponsor of today's video?
Damn it. God damn, that hurt.
Can't see anything. Damn it, where's my phone? Tell me it didn't fall out of my pocket. Damn it. Wait, here's the camcorder. This thing's got a dinky little light on it somewhere, right? Aha! Finally, some good news. What the hell was that thing I snapped? Huh? Looks like some creepy little Blair Witch talisman thing. Eli! Hey, buddy, where are you? Eli? Huh? Is this thing still recording? Oh, sweet, it is. Hey, guys, that was absolutely totally crazy. Me and Eli were literally just almost murdered by some insane forest hermit. He just attacked us for no reason. So insane, bro. I don't know where Eli is. He might still be in danger. So I'm gonna need absolutely everybody to go ahead and annihilate that like button. One like means one prayer for Eli. Show my main man some love.
Tell my girls I love them.
Huh? Eli? Hey, Eli! Buddy, is that you?
Please tell them. I can't remember if I ever did. They were so beautiful, so strong. Just like their mother. My darling. My Anna.
I went to seek my fortune. All I found was my end. Cold, afraid, alone.
Quit messing around, man. Come on out. We got a video to shoot.
It was the rain that killed me. We weren't expecting rain. I got separated from the others. And when the sun went down, got so cold. So gosh almighty cold.
Eli, this isn't funny, dude. Come on.
I tried to build a fire, but everything is so damn wet. And my hands, they were numb from the cold. I didn't have the dexterity.
Eli! Eli, that better be you! Whoa! You are the ugliest couple of dogs I have ever seen. Nice doggy. Good little grotesque doggy. Shit! Shit!
Make sure you put your back into it, darling. You know how filthy your little brother gets running alongside the oxen all day?
Yes, Mama.
Get off!
Land safe!
Ah! Oh, God, I just fucking where the camera is! Get off!
What the devil?
Watch your tongue, girl.
Sorry, Mama. But what was that?
Must have been one of those no-good Miller boys. Probably teased the hunting dogs too much and worked them into a tizzy. Serves them right.
That didn't look like any of the Miller sons.
And what reason have you got to be looking at those boys or any others? Go back to your washing.
Yes, Mama. They sure is mighty fine.
The fire's almost ready, and the witching hour is nearly upon us. Have you brought the bones, Moonhilda?
Ah,
Of course, Abigail, my dear. Freshly killed, cleaned, and carved.
Excellent. Betty, do you have the herbs?
Oh, yes, of course. Somewhere.
Oh, something the matter, darling?
Oh, it's nothing. Only, have you ladies noticed that we can never seem to get more than three of us together for these meetings?
Well, of course. It's Shakespearean this way.
Haven't got any spears, I'm afraid. Will a spoon do?
That's not necessary.
It's a rather large spoon.
Just forget I said anything.
Not sure what good shaking it will do, though.
It's allegorical, dearie. A metaphor for the goddess, you see.
Oh, why didn't you just say so? I have a bomb that'll fix that up. Good as new. It'll barely even itch.
Ladies, let's try to stay on task.
Ah, of course. The bones, yes?
If you would be so kind.
Here you are.
These seem quite small. Too small to be human.
Ah, right. About that.
Moonhilda, not again.
What would you have me do, Abby? Should I just wander up to any wet nurse in the village square, shout, "What ho! Look over there!" and expect them to not notice my carrying off their charge?
All right. Let's try the... What are these foul bones?
That's not very polite. You don't see Mooney or me insulting your accoutrements.
I do wish you wouldn't insist on calling me that.
Just throw the concerned bones in the fire.
Beautiful.
Ah, lovely.
Oh, wise and powerful lady. Oh, divine huntress. We are your humble and loyal servants. Advise us. Guide us. Tell us what the future holds. Answer us. Shall our daughters keep the old ways in 100 years' time? In 200, will you guide them as you have guided us?
Abby, darling. What do the bones say? What knowledge of the far-flung future does the goddess bless us with?
Oh, drat, where are my spectacles? Ah, here they are. Yes, let me see. Oh, how unusual. How truly strange.
What is it?
This can't be right. These markings would suggest a new goddess has ensnared the hearts and minds of our sisters to come.
What?
It cannot be!
Well, I mean, it could, obviously.
Not now, Betty. Abby, are you certain?
Yes, there can be no other interpretation. I can even sense the psalms the bastard queen will teach them to sing in her name. Oh, the blasphemy!
What are they? Perhaps if we know them, we can teach our daughters to teach their daughters to be wary of such seduction.
No, it's too terrible.
She's right, Abby. As much as it pains you, we must hear it. The goddess wishes us to know.
Fine, very well. It says here, those who... play shall play.
Play what? An instrument of some kind?
And those who hate shall hate.
Hardly groundbreaking insight. Our goddess is far superior in the wisdom she offers her obedient worshippers.
And to the young babe I say this. I shall shake and shake and shake.
How absolutely bizarre.
I agree. I refuse to believe these prophecies to be truth. The divinations must have gone amiss because we were not using human bones.
Oh, sure! Somehow make this my fault!
Oh, you know that's not what I meant.
Ladies, stop bickering! Listen, do you hear that? It is the wolves, servants of Our Lady, keepers of the moon and her ways. They come to us now in our hour of need.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, thank God. Oh, those things wouldn't stop chasing me. But I think the fire scared them off. God, they were so weird looking. I'm totally gonna have nightmares for a month. And Eli. Holy shit. I'm gonna kill him. Unless they already did. Or that crazy guy. Yeah. Wow, he's probably definitely totally dead. Please. Please, everybody. Please absolutely decimate that like button and leave an F in chat to pay respects to my awesome camera guy, Eli, the realest G I've ever known.
What in the world?
They're raving mad.
Should put the poor thing out of their misery. I'll find a large rock.
Wait, sisters, don't you see? This is a sign. Our Lady has delivered unto us that which we need most.
A babbling idiot. Darling, we have too many of those back in the village already.
No, I mean, yes, but also a human idiot with human bones.
Would be rather queer if they had other bones, and probably not very useful. Imagine trying to walk around in a human body with the bones of a canary. Or a bear. You'd look ridiculous. And probably wouldn't get very far.
Oh, Abby, yes! You're brilliant! Though the trouble now is, how do we get the deary to part with a few of them?
I believe our little friends would be more than happy to assist.
Whoa! Hey, what are you, crazy?
Oh, yes. Very.
What the hell did you put the fire out for? Didn't you hear what I said about the dog wolf demon things?
That we did.
Wasn't all that funny, in my opinion.
Why is everybody on this stupid rock absolutely insane?
Run, my pretties, run, run, and bring us back the bones as white as winter's snow.
You, Mr. Green?
The current sitting.
You look standing to me. So, did you kill Miss Scarlet in the library with the candlestick yet?
You're a real comedian.
It's my passion. Right up there with graphic design and interior decorating. You live up to your name, Mr. Green?
Depends how reliable your information is. How about a little show and tell? You expect Uncle Sam to pay for this?
Why wouldn't he? All right, that's enough. You've reached the end of your free trial period. If you'd like to keep enjoying our exclusive content, please make a one-time payment to continue enjoying this title, or consider subscribing to one of our numerous moderately priced plans. And remember, you're not just paying for ad-free espionage, but also offline and background play.
Want to know what I think of your little unintelligence report?
You mean counterintelligence report?
No, I don't.
What the hell, man?
I'll take that.
Holy smokes!
More like the opposite, in fact.
How the hell do those light up so fast?
You need to do more homework on your clandestine meeting locations, Mr. Spender, as you do with most of your covert operations.
How did you know
this area is well known for its predilection for paranormal pyromania. Try saying that 5 times fast.
Hey, man, ain't an anthropomorphic brown bear with a charming disposition ever teach you the importance of campfire safety? You're gonna start a forest fire like that.
I didn't start anything, Mr. Spender. In fact, I think tomorrow the local rangers will be able to determine with a high degree of confidence that the start of this fire was due to an improperly disposed of cigarette. Enjoy your Marlboro Reds.
Damn. Of all the cursed volcanoes and all the haunted national forests in all the world, he had to walk into mine.
Hey! Hey! Stop! Pull over! Help me! Hey! Jerk off? Well, at least that's finally it for the dog things. This fire came out of nowhere. Wait. Hey, chat. You see what I'm seeing? I think somebody's up ahead. Oh my gosh. Hey! Guys! Somebody!
That is not dead, which can eternal lie.
All the birds sing words and the... And with strange eons, even death may die.
Whoa. These dudes look like cosplayers.
Damn it! I lost my place again. Why is this book so hard to read?
Don't be so hard on yourself, bruh. It's probably a dead language, thousands of years old. Not meant for mortal eyes to behold.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you. I think a lot of my negative self-talk comes from the type of behaviors modeled to me from an early age by my mother and father.
Oh, were they, like, first-wave satanic panic worshippers?
Nah, my parents were in finance.
Hey! I like your robes. You dudes buy those for a pub crawl or something?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So listen, not to bring down the vibe, but you guys seriously want to watch out. There's like this crazy fire that's coming right at us.
We are protected.
Oh, cool. You guys have fireproof gear?
By our faith.
Oh.
And this guy. He's gagged.
I can see that. Is that consensual?
Nope.
No, not at all.
We're gonna sacrifice him to an otherworldly demon god from a hell dimension.
What?
Yeah, you wanna help me sound out this word? Right here. Avenachim. Do you think that's pronounced like amygdala?
What?
You know, like when land is surrounded on 3 sides by water.
I think that's... peninsula?
Nah, bro. Maya took that for her chlamydia.
I mean, what book is that?
Oh, super cool, right? Bro's cousin got it for us from some evil occultists.
Cost us $200.
Worth it. We're gonna cause some major mayhem by making this squid dude do a bunch of stuff for us.
Hell yeah! Literally.
Why does it say The Complete Fiction of H.P. Lovecraft on the side?
Oh, shit. I didn't notice that.
It looks like somebody just smeared a bunch of ash on an old book they found at Goodwill.
Whoa! How'd you notice that?
Oh, that's easy. Once I meet my camera guy, Eli, we heard about some other really deceitful vloggers doing that for a video about a dark web mystery unboxing to take advantage of their unsuspecting audience. But we totally didn't do that for our dark web mystery box series. We'd never do that to our loyal fans, who should totally make sure they hit the bell to get notified of all our new videos, where we never fake anything, ever.
Aw, man, what the hell? I knew we shouldn't have trusted Phil and Howie.
Ow, bro, what was that for?
You cost us $200, man.
Hey, you didn't notice it either.
Ow. Whatever. Let's try it anyway. I really don't want to take Mrs. Reinhardt's math test tomorrow. Grab the sacrifice.
Problem.
Wait, what? Shit, where'd he go?
Must have run off.
Damn it, this is all your fault.
Me?
Yeah, grab him.
Ow, hey, hey.
Thank you for volunteering.
You're both fucking nuts.
Hey, what me and my bro here may or may not choose to do in the privacy of our own homes with a jar of peanut butter and a berry white vinyl is none of your business.
There is so much to unpack in that one sentence.
Tell me about it. Now read the book, man.
He was a loathsome, gorilla-like thing with abnormally long arms.
Not the racist parts, man. The summoning otherworldly god stuff.
Oh, right. Here. Phalange Mechanthind Cthulhu Rylia.
Holy shit! It worked!
Hell yeah, it did! Quick, throw him in!
No! Don't! Whoa!
Authorities and park rangers continue to scour the area surrounding Mailer National Forest. For those of you just joining us now, the search began late last night after infamous vlogger and online scam artist Randy Ether, better known by their screen name Randall the Rabbit Rabbit, was reported missing. Randy and their cameraman Elijah Yaw were chased off private property near the local landmark, the Mailer Butte, where the two were separated. Elijah says he spent another 2 hours searching the area alone trying to find his friend, before law enforcement were called out to the area by locals complaining of loud noises by the trespassers. A number of Randy's young fans have already been apprehended, trying to slip past searching lines, hoping to catch a glimpse of their idol. Local authorities have issued statements urging parents not to let their children near the area. Many in the online sphere have already begun speculating that this so-called disappearance is just the latest in the vlogger's sordid history of public antics and publicity stunts. Oh my gosh! Andy, are you getting this? Folks, it looks like some strange lights and sounds have just started coming from the edge of the forest. Several of the police officers and park rangers are urging onlookers to stay back. It looks like a pair of deputies are bringing out our missing vlog star now. Randy! Randy! Would you like to make a comment?
You guys got a weird view.
Is it true that you were attempting to contact ghosts and demons for your web series when you were separated from your film crew?
I wasn't trying to do anything, man. All our videos are fake, but your force is all ghosts and demon dogs and witches and shit. And some crazy Swifties trying to sacrifice me to Cthulhu to get an A in their math test.
Sorry to cut this interview short, folks, but we need to take this prankster in for questioning.
I'm not a prankster, man. I'm telling the truth.
Well, it looks like that's all we're going to get from the horse's mouth. But I'm seeing some of the volunteer search party members making their way out now. Let's see if any of these eyewitnesses can shed some light on what happened. Excuse me. Excuse me, sir. Did you happen to see what took place earlier in the forest?
Me? Oh, I see lots of things.
Do you have any information about what happened up on Mailer's Butte?
Well, as you know, this historic natural landmark has been home to all sorts of powers throughout the years. Well, no longer an active volcano, its geothermal activity powers hot springs in the area that were even used by wagon trains during westward expansion, and have been repurposed in recent years by Oregon scientists as a source of clean, renewable energy. There have been all kinds of crazy stories here over the years.
Yes, sir, but I meant tonight specifically.
Well, of course, I can't say for certain, but seeing as how the Mailer Butte has been the site of many fantastical stories, attempted magical machinations, and the stage of multiple generations of urban legends, rumors, and folklore, it's possible that the combined power of human belief has eroded the veil in the area between our reality and the worlds of the supernatural.
Eroded the veil.
Oh, meaning it might have been possible under very select circumstances for someone to slip through, not into the past exactly, or at least not our own past, but rather into a version of the past conjured unintentionally by the collective imaginations of thousands and thousands of people who've passed through the area. Obviously.
That's a very interesting theory. Thank you, sir. And with that, I'm going to toss it back to our studio team.
That was definitely not an answer any of us could have expected.
Sounds like maybe a member of our tourist department was hitting the hooch a little hard and we caught him out for a walk to sober up.
But it turns out, crazed vloggers might not be the only thing going bump in the Oregon night. For our next story, we cast our eyes to the skies, where there have been several reports made about unidentified flying objects overhead. Of course, Yamhill County locals are nothing if not familiar with reports of unusual phenomena of a not-quite-terrestrial nature gracing their backyards. The area is famous, or should I say infamous, for a series of photographs dubbed the McMinnville UFO Photographs, taken, despite the name, on a farm just outside of Sheridan, Oregon, about 13 miles southwest of the city in May of 1950. McMinnville has since become so synonymous with this historic event among UFO and extraterrestrial enthusiasts that one of the largest UFO festivals in the nation is held annually in May at the historic McMenamins Hotel, Oregon. But, according to some, interplanetary visitors have not confined their vacations to the previous century, and UFO sightings listed on the National UFO Reporting Center indicate that the Pacific Northwest may remain a popular destination for our extraterrestrial tourists, even to this day. Sightings of Unidentified Anomalous Phenomenon, or UAPs as they're often called now, number over 3,600 in Oregon since the center's foundation in 1974. To put that into perspective, that number makes up approximately 2% of the total number of worldwide reports that the center has processed in its over five decades of operation. This year marks the 75th anniversary of those historic photographs taken by humble Oregon natives Evelyn and Paul Trent on their family farm. These images have been the source of fascination, speculation, and scrutiny ever since their initial publication in the city's weekly newspaper, the McMinnville Telephone Register, on June 8, 1950. We polled our audience last week and asked viewers to send in their video commentary on the images and their veracity.
And boy, did they ever.
You can say that again, Tom. Take a look at some of these submissions from skeptics to self-proclaimed UFOologists alike.
Here long enough, you're bound to see some crazy things up in the sky, especially at night with so much less light than they get in other states. I've seen some wild lights up there from time to time. I mean, really wild. I always assumed it was just a plane or drone or something, but I don't know, maybe it's not. So do I think they saw something? Probably. Was it really some sort of otherworld thing? I don't know, wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, I believe it.
You know, something most people don't know about those photos, that they lost the negatives for a while. Or at least that's what they say. Lost, yeah, sure. Like journalists who just go ahead and misplace evidence of one of the most important scientific discoveries of ours, or any other lifetime. I just don't buy it. I think they purposely lost those negatives, and I think they were never supposed to find them again.
So I saw the pictures up on the website. They're pretty goofy looking. Kind of reminds me of that old show, The Twilight Zone, that always had really bad special effects. I can't believe that's really what my parents and grandparents thought people would build to travel around space.
I remember I was 10 years old when my father showed me the Life magazine article. Big as day, said Farmer Trent's Flying Saucer in all capital letters. That's what it says. I remember it was the June 26, 1950 publication. I saved it. Used to read it over and over again. Just two small paragraphs at the middle of the page, sandwiched between his photos, but there it was. Farmer Trent's Flying Saucer talking about McMinnville, Oregon. I couldn't believe it. Of course, at the time, I loved all that stuff. I watched anything. Anything with, You remember that one? What was it? Captain Video. That's, you remember that? Every night at 7 o'clock, I'd beg my parents. I'd go, please let me watch. And then there was Tom Corbett. You remember that one? Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. I loved all of that, so you can imagine just how tickled I was seeing my home, McMinnville, Oregon, in Life magazine with a headline like that. Farmer Trent's Flying Saucer. I won't ever forget it.
Oh, I got abducted once. They looked like fishes dressed up in a Barbara Walters costume. Not like a bunch of costumes, mind you, because they were all really little, but all of them close together looked kind of like her. They were a nice enough sort, very liberal with the lubricant, which I appreciated.
Frankly, I think it's absolutely ridiculous that anybody still believes these photos were anything but the fakes they are. Hell, they proved it in the 1980s that the images were fake. Just some hunk of junk that broke off one of their cars. A side mirror, or hubcap, or something, that they decided to suspend on wires from the power line. In fact, you'd have to be a world-class idiot to think that any global power, government, international organization, secret society, or independently wealthy free agent would go to such lengths to continuously spend countless man-hours and funds attempting to cover up evidence of extraterrestrial life having visited Earth. What would be the point?
I think it's pretty unlikely it's fake, since a lot of the initial investigations concluded that the images were legit. And it's not like the two of them profited off of it or anything. It says on Wikipedia that no one ever paid them for the photos. Seems like an awful lot of trouble for nothing. And I think people just don't like the idea that humans aren't at the top of the food chain. We've always been an invasive species. Now that we're the ones being invaded, suddenly not so comfortable of an idea.
It was a hoax. It was always a hoax. All of it. Well-known investigative journalists Philip J. Klass and Robert Schaefer were able to deduce from the shadows in the images that the photographs weren't even taken at the time of day the rotten little liars said that they were. And if they were lying about something as insubstantial as that, then why in the goddamn hell wouldn't they lie about everything else? Why? Why? God, those filthy little...
It seems like if there's one thing that can be said about our viewers, it's that they're a very passionate bunch.
Aren't they ever?
And don't go anywhere, because up next we've got a retrospective on the old Portland Underground, an intricate 150-year-old tunnel system that runs underneath Portland's old town with a nasty reputation, supposedly connected to kidnapping and forced labor in the 1850s through to the 1940s. XYZ33's Jordan Lafferty has this report.
Thanks, Tom. That's right. I'm standing on the corner of Davis Street and 3rd Avenue in downtown Portland, right outside Old Town Brewing Company's downtown taproom. And as the business websites and socials will tell you, food and drink aren't the only things you'll find for sale here. As it so happens, this bar is also the entrance to a tour of the old Portland Underground, better known locally as the Shanghai Tunnels. These passageways, discovered in 1970 by Portland native Michael P. Jones, run beneath the streets of the downtown waterfront area and connect the basements of hotels, taverns, and other properties along the East Bank to the Willamette River. Historians believe these underground passageways were primarily used to allow businesses to move goods to and from the docks while avoiding heavy traffic of a bustling city. But over the decades, residents of the area have come to believe the secret tunnels were also used for much more nefarious purposes. According to legends, the tunnels running beneath Old Town Chinatown were used from the 1850s through the early 1940s for a practice known as Shanghaiing, a term used to describe the practice of kidnapping able-bodied men after incapacitating them with alcohol or other illicit substances, before using the underground catacombs snaking beneath the city to deliver them to the docks, where they were sold into slavery to sea captains in need of laborers on ships bound for the Orient. It is believed that at the height of the practice, as many as 1,500 men were abducted annually.
Good morning, Mr. Green. You were out all night. I trust that means your little excursion was successful?
Debatably.
...to one of the city's more fantastical and morbid legends, as is the case here at Old Town Pizza.
How did things play out with that spender fella?
About as expected.
So he didn't know anything?
Nothing. A waste of the department's time and resources.
You can't waste what doesn't exist.
I'm surrounded by humorists.
Hey, you alright? You don't look so good.
My head's killing me.
Stress?
Maybe.
Thought you said Spender had nothing on us.
He didn't.
So what's the problem?
That news program say anything yet about that little vlogging shithead?
Yeah, why?
Why do you think?
What, you? Him? Christ, you gotta be kidding me.
I don't kid.
I noticed. So then, was that why the kid was talking complete nonsense during the field interview?
Probably. Little moron ran right through our rendezvous zone. He made direct contact with Polybius.
Polybius? But I thought you just said that was nothing.
No, I said that what Spender had on Polybius was nothing. Couldn't fill a cavity with what he knew about the project.
Which was?
Nothing but the same bogus stories that have been circulating since the 90s.
Hey, I was watching that.
No, you weren't.
Alright, but I like having it on in the background.
Your moniker is appropriate. Maybe I should call you Mr. White Noise.
You know how many times I've heard that?
How many?
Precisely once. I'm new, and I don't get out much.
Evidently.
It's not exactly like the department holds a lot of work happy hours.
Can't say that we do.
Are you always this talkative and chipper?
I told you, I have a headache.
Headaches are a side effect of Polybius, aren't they?
Uh-huh. Along with nausea, insomnia, aversion to video games, you name it.
Seizures?
Yep.
Night terrors?
Mm-hmm.
Hallucinations?
So I hear.
Amnesia?
I don't remember.
This isn't funny, man.
You're the expert. How long have you been with us here at TTDE?
The Things That Don't Exist department?
Seeing as I don't have an ultrasound machine to perform a transthoracic Doppler echocardiograph, yeah, it's a pretty safe bet that's what I meant those letters to stand for.
It'll be a week tomorrow.
Mazel tov.
Thanks. You?
Worked at LOST for a few years before I got transferred to the Vermont division.
Strange that I haven't heard of you.
Like you said, you're new. Plus, they had me on ice, but wanted somebody from the original Polybius team to follow up on the lead from Spender.
You're from the original team in the 90s?
80s, actually.
No kidding? You look great.
It's the mountain air. Does wonders.
Frankly, I'm surprised to have been put in the field so quickly. I thought the whole Men in Black style operations were just for the seasoned professionals.
Men in Black operations?
Oh, come on, you know. All those stories about G-men wearing sunglasses and dressing in all black, making late-night visits to houses of people claiming to have been abducted by aliens or seeing UFOs, that sort of thing.
Why would they be wearing sunglasses in the middle of the night?
No one knows. That's the point.
And you think these Men in Black rumors are actually about us? LOST and the TTDE?
Well, aren't they?
My suit's blue.
That's not the point.
Didn't you just say...
The suits aren't the point. The sunglasses aren't the point. Are you seriously not getting this?
If two of the major defining features of your story are irrelevant, how am I meant to ascertain which parts actually are of note?
Never mind. Let's stick with Polybius for now. You're saying that the guy you came out here to meet, Spender, only had information that was intentionally drip-fed to the public in the 90s, right?
More or less.
What parts were the more and what parts were the less?
Tell me what you've heard. I'll fill in the gaps.
I remember in the 90s there was talk about this unbeatable test game called Polybius that had apparently had a limited run at some arcades in the 80s around Portland. Rumor went that it made all sorts of crazy stuff happen to the kids that played it. Make them see and hear things, get headaches, nausea, turn paranoid, and start hating video games. And then these shady men in black...
Or blue.
These shady men in dark suits would come to collect data from the cabinets every so often. But only a few weeks after the game showed up, they all vanished. And there's nothing legit remaining about the game anywhere, either. It was never reported on in any video game magazines we have archived from the time, and no ROMs have ever been discovered. And of course, I was in my teens in the 80s and grew up in Hillsboro, spent way too much time in arcades, and I'd never heard of it before then, so I figured it was all just garbage somebody who'd never even been to the area made up to freak out some of his buddies on the East Coast who'd all watched too many episodes of Twin Peaks and The X-Files.
And do you still believe that?
Never really gave it much thought before now. Plus, the CIA already owned up to MKUltra. Why only come clean about some of it? Either they experimented on unwitting American citizens, or they didn't.
Firstly, the CIA did not own up to anything regarding MKUltra. Most of the files were intentionally destroyed following Watergate. But in the 70s, the Church Committee and Rockefeller Commission did uncover and publicize information pertaining to mind control research carried out by the CIA during the 1960s.
Well, that's decades before anything having to do with this Polybius story. What's the connection?
There wasn't one.
There wasn't?
Nope. Just like there wasn't one last night in Mailer National Forest.
I'm not following.
Good. That means no one else will, either.
You're really not going to tell me the truth?
To quote Jack Nicholson, maybe you can't handle the truth.
You don't know Men in Black, but you can quote a few good men?
If I tell you, then you're in it. And if you're in it, you're in it for good.
Okay, sure. Fine.
It's a one-way ticket.
Of course, I get it. Just tell me.
You ever heard of a Yao Guai?
The bears from Fallout?
Was Jack Nicholson in Fallout?
No.
Then don't expect me to get the reference.
Got it. In that case, no.
They're creatures from Chinese folklore.
Chinese folklore?
Yep. Sometimes mischievous spirits. Other times, evil demons. It's a broad term, but that sort of deal. They can look like anything. From a dragon with 100 eyeballs, to a fox with 9 tails, to a dumpy little goblin thing.
What's this got to do with Polybius?
It doesn't, except for the ways that it does.
You're driving me crazy here, man.
You're welcome. That's your best shot at upward mobility in this department. Here, hand me that.
What? Your little watch case?
It's not a watch case.
Then what is it?
Think of it like a Dybbuk box.
I thought those weren't real.
They're not. Making them perfect for our department, wouldn't you say?
So there's a Yao Guai in there.
Now you're catching on, newbie.
What can it do?
Depends. Some can change their form. Others create illusions or enchantments, or hypnotize and control the mind. Cause diseases.
You're saying these things might have started SARS and Corona?
That's one theory we've been working on.
How'd it get here?
Probably stowed away on a ship. That little news show you had on had one thing right. Maritime trade between Asia and the Pacific United States was a huge motivator in westward expansion, and sailors weren't the only things hitching rides. This particular little one's journey to the west landed it in Portland in the late 80s. MKUltra had been an embarrassing failure for the CIA. So the story goes a Black Ops team was put together to see if it was possible to use the creature's abilities to control the most uncontrollable group in human history.
Teenagers.
Bingo.
Did it work?
Don't know. That's above my pay grade. All I know is that they pulled the plug on the project pretty quickly.
Can I see it? The Yaogwai?
Be careful. It's feisty.
Whoa! Careful, dammit! Damn! That's 10 pounds of crazy in a 5-pound bag!
Try 10,000.
So what happened tonight? It got out?
Hell no, we'd be in the shit up to our eyeballs if that thing ever got loose of its cage. But even just having it with me in the field, it caused some havoc. Especially at Mailer Butte, where the veil's thin already.
Why'd you take it out for this job?
In case Spender knew more than he should have. We don't quite understand the little bugger, but we've managed to come up with ways to encourage its cooperation.
Wow. That's amazing. Can I look at it again?
No.
Oh. All right.
You want a drink?
No, thanks. You know, come to think of it, I'm surprised you're authorized to be telling me these things. Or, I guess I'm more surprised that I'm authorized to hear them.
You're not.
Then why are you telling me all this?
Maybe I just like you.
That was so cliche.
Damn it! I could have said something cool there, like, looks like it was Mr. Green in the bedroom with the revolver after all. Damn. Oh, or, have you ever seen Spinal Tap?
No, why?
No reason. Plow, plow, plow! No. What about, I told you it was a one-way ticket. Well, Mr. White, looks like your ticket just got punched. Shit. Oh, stop complaining.
Oh, hey, careful. I just bopped there.
What? No! No!
Sorry about that, buddy. But that is why we put the sign there. Slippery when wet. Piso mojado. You didn't get hurt or anything.
Get back here! We had an agreement! A deal! A transfer to the VA hospital in Oneida Park! With a view of the woods nearby in a 1 week a year on Plum Island!
Whoa, pal. Settle down.
Where did it go? Did you see it?
I didn't see anything. Sorry. But, can I get you something while you're here? Towels, tissues, tiny bottles of shampoo?
No! I mean, no. Thank you. I was just checking out.
All right. See you later.
I hardly doubt that.
Never say never.
Feeling bad this morning, all evil and blue. Feeling bad this morning, all evil and evil-minded man will keep you evil-minded too.
Thank you.